And you know, in the morning when you put your makeup on, you have to look in the
mirror.
Mm-hmm. And you sweep up with the
broom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This area right outside here with the cement.
The patio.
Mm-hmm. Are there other kinds of areas like that that would not be, would be a little bit different from a patio and have another name?
Veranda.
What's a veranda like?
Well, it's more like a porch. I think it's more enclosed than a patio. Mm-hmm. Patio is more open, with it. Blends into the garden.
So would a porch be screened in?
It could be, not necessarily.
Okay. Have you ever seen those window dressings that you pull down and then you can roll them back up?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you call them. Blinds. But I think you're speaking of those I don't know what they call those.
Okay,
Roman drapes, right?
I don't know if they're Roman drapes or not. I've never heard that word, that name.
They're
the ones they roll up.
Yeah, I believe that's what they call them, Roman, at least. I don't know what they call them now.
Okay. But these are blinds.
Yeah.
And the ones that close this way are called?
Well, they're shutters. There's shutters too on the windows like this.
Mm-hmm.
But those that.
The ones that slide together like this and cover.
Well, they're also blinds, aren't they?
Sure.
I think they call them horizontal blinds.
Okay.
No, horizontal is that, isn't it?
Well, like this sliding glass door.
Yeah.
What would those be called? That you call those horizontal or vertical blinds?
Oh, that's it. They call them vertical blinds because it's this way.
Okay.
That's a horizontal blind.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, let's see here. The central heating unit.
The furnace?
Mm-hmm. And if we lived in a place with blizzards, we'd have to have what kind of windows?
Storm windows.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a second story on your house, you'd have to go up the
stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Elevator. Just.
Yeah, I heard there was a ranch house out somewhere that had an elevator in it.
Well, I know houses here in El Paso that have elevators.
Yeah.
I know one house over on Kansas Street has it.
That's
it. One, and then there was another one. I recently heard it. One in Kern Place I know had an elevator.
Hmm.
And they had put that in like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I know there are other houses, too.
That's pretty spiffy.
Well, it's for the comfort of them.
Sure.
People.
In a bedroom, sometimes you have a piece of furniture that's about this high.
Yeah, wardrobe.
And it has drawers. Uh-huh. Well, the one with drawers and
bureau?
Your socks in it.
Or a dresser.
Well, what's the difference between a bureau and a dresser?
Well, I don't know, really. I think a dresser is a lower down, and I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a dresser is like two drawers. Long, or maybe they'll have two drawers and a short, or two short drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a low down with a big mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a bureau. And I think a dresser is more like a man's chest of drawers.
Okay.
I don't know if there is, if that's a difference.
I've heard that a lot. I've heard that distinction a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that outside you would carry water in, something with a handle.
A bucket.
Uh-huh.
Or a pail. We don't call them pails. The books do.
The buckets,
buckets
might be made out of what?
Well, now they're made out of plastic or vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have galvanized buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have been wood buckets.
What's that material that the rain hits the roof and makes a lot of noise?
Corrugated. Okay.